Interview 3.
Carnayev told us to be on the safe side. We should be out of the building in 30 to 40 minutes. And we were being taken only to the cleanest parts, through safe corridors and into rooms that had been carefully decontaminated. We were told by Western experts that a cotton mask was a necessity, a precaution against breathing radioactive dust. Carnayev, who has spent more time in the sarcophagus than anyone else, no longer bothers.
It's being dismantled.
We're actually in the sarcophagus now.
And we're just going to put it in the sarcophagus.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
It was like walking into another world, or entering the wreck of the Titanic. The only sound, your own footsteps and breathing, and the ever-present chatter of the Geiger counter. There were walls and walls of rusty dials and gauges that must have gone haywire that April morning in 1986. They're frozen now, in the moment of disaster. It took us 15 minutes just to reach our destination.
This is the main control room?
This is where the worst engineering disaster of the 20th century began, during a routine test of the reactor at low power. It's cold and sterile as a morgue now, sheathed in heavy plastic.
Where was the operator sitting when he knew there was a problem? Over there.
It was the plant's operators and their supervisors who were blamed, in spite of a faulty design. Five went to jail for a while, two of them died in the accident. We asked to see the panic button, the one the operators reached for in the moments before the explosion. Carnayev explained it had been stolen by a souvenir hunter.
It's taken as a souvenir.